This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. People are frantically filling up sandbags in Long Beach, California, and other places along the West Coast in the crosshairs of Hurricane Hilary. The storm is set to make landfall tomorrow, but Jeff Marr at the Weather Channel says things are already picking up.
There are thunderstorm signatures showing up on radar, and we're seeing some activity out kind of east along I-10 especially, and then a little farther south, seeing some of the heavier rain there. The consistent heavier rain, it looks like, obviously, is going to be making its way in as we move through the nighttime hours tonight, and especially tomorrow is going to be the big one.
This is an extremely unusual weather for the state. CBS's Carter Evans explains.
The last tropical storm to hit Southern California was 84 years ago. In 1939, homes were washed away. Communities were flooded after more than 5 inches of rain inundated Los Angeles. More than 90 people died.
There are still searches going on in Maui after those deadly wildfires decimated the area. CBS's Danya Backus is there.
The death toll in Lahaina rises to 114 as Hawaii's governor and first lady seek to console a state grieving unspeakable loss.
We will mourn those we have lost, honor their memories, and support the survivors.
Now to Ukraine, where a Russian missile attack has killed at least 7, including a child. Oksana Kotarenko is with the BBC.
There was an event held in that drama theater. That event had an interesting name, Angry Birds, and it was a gathering of Ukrainian drone manufacturers and people who train drone pilots. This event was a bit of a secretive thing because the location of it wasn't revealed up to the very last moment. So they were about to gather at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the missile attack took place at 11:30 in the morning.
Two Israelis were killed in a suspected Palestinian shooting attack on a car wash in the occupied West Bank. This days after Palestinian media says a 19-year-old there died of his wounds after an Israeli military raid in the West Bank. There's been deadly fighting there since the spring. Back in the U.S., COVID is on the rise.
COVID didn't take a summer vacation.
I do expect the numbers to go up a little bit more just because there's been a lot of activity.
Dr. Bernard Kamens is the medical director for infection prevention at Mount Sinai.
We are traveling. A lot of families are on vacation, and so it's exposure.
That's CBS's Errol Barnett, and this is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The Republicans running for president debate in Wisconsin next week. Before that, they'll be subject to the straw poll at the Iowa State Fair this weekend. With more, here's Mark Moran.
The Iowa State Fair has long been known for grassroots political campaigning. This year's no exception. Republican presidential hopefuls have descended on the fair ahead of the first national GOP debate. Iowa's Secretary of State Paul Pate says while the politicians' state fair soapbox speeches tend to cater to the Hawkeye State's rural roots, Iowans' voices play a key role in the nominating process nationwide.
We've got a significant responsibility of helping with this job interview for candidates running for president, and we need to take that role seriously, and we need to make sure we're asking the tough questions of candidates, giving the rest of the country a chance to see and hear how they answer it.
The Republican Presidential Caucus in Iowa is scheduled to be the nation's first on January 15th, while Democrats are still finalizing their date. Pate says while the candidates' messages are targeted to Iowans, the issues they discuss in their soapbox speeches cut across geographical lines. Pate adds that being just a few feet away from the candidates allows people to ask questions rather than hearing more well-worn campaign slogans.
You get much more access than you might if it was just a retail campaign where they bought a bunch of radio, TV, and newsprint ads and bombarded you just direct mail. That's all one-sided, one way. This requires them to actually think on their feet.
The Iowa State Fair, which dates to 1854, wraps up Sunday. I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Dodge all this rain that's coming. What's up, Earl?
Hey, man. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger himself on the Earl Ingram Show, man. I got to tell you, Gilbert, I'm high.
What that mean?
Hey, because football is here, man. Look, man, I got to tell you, man, I went to the football league that I ran for 20 years, kicked off this past Saturday. I went to the park. Man, 600 boys, all the families. Man, I don't know how many football fields we got. 4 or 5 football fields. Playing football, man, from 8 a.m. to about 2 in the afternoon. Families, man, just everywhere.
You can't beat that.
Huh?
You can't beat that.
No, man, Gilbert, I did that for 20 years. And I got to tell you, man, I miss it, right? Man, I really do. It's been 3 years. And just walking out there, I said, man, I really do miss this, man.
Yeah, you goosebumps, didn't it?
Yeah, man. I walked out on the field. And somebody said, hey, who is you? Hey, man, this is my league. What do you mean, who am I?
I started this stuff.
Yeah, man. Hey, and so I understood. Things change. Man, there was only two referees left from when I did that, and several coaches came over. And man, but just being out there, Gilbert, man, I miss being around football. It's one thing to talk about football, right? Mm-hmm. It's another one to be around that grass, be around all that screaming and yelling, right?
All that crackling.
Yeah.
Of the pain. Crack, crack.
Man, that's nothing like football, man. And it's been 3 years since I retired from it, and I purposely stayed away from it because I didn't want people to say, you know, somebody else is running it now, right? And I wanted them to go ahead and, you know, and do that thing.
You ain't want to step on no toes.
Right, man. But I really miss being around it. And the other thing was, man, I watched the Packer preseason game. And, oh, my God, man. I'm ready for football, man. I'm just telling you, I'm ready for football. Jordan Love.
I can hear it in your voice.
Hey, man, Jordan Love, look, you know, he missed a couple tough plays. There was a crossing pattern with the tight end. That was Gilbert. That was about a 20-yard throw that we do know on the run, Aaron Rodgers would have hit the cat in stride. Mm-hmm. He missed that. He threw it too high. Mm-hmm. And then there was a bomb that he passed was beautiful, probably about 50 yards. And what he did was let it hang a little too long, and the safety came across and broke it up.
Yeah.
But outside of that, man, he was sharp.
Oh, Earl, the other team played football too, you know?
Oh, oh, is that what it
and,
is?
you know what, man? And that was his first time starting. He was probably nervous as hell. You know what I'm saying? But he still played a pretty good game.
Gilbert, he looked. And here's who was. I asked you before. I forgot the left tackle's name.
Bakhtiari.
Aaron Rodgers' boy.
David Bakhtiari.
Aaron Rodgers' boy. He said, Jordan loves athleticism, his quickness in the pocket. The line couldn't get at him, Gilbert, because he's quick. I mean, how old is he, 27? Whatever he is, he's a young man. Aaron Rodgers was 39, and he couldn't get out of the way, even though he was still pretty mobile. So Jordan Love does offer that aspect.
Different style of play, and he gonna make them linemen move because his feet is better than Aaron Rodgers' feet.
Oh yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So he gonna make them linemen work more to block because as a lineman, you gotta know where he is,
and you gotta get there.
For so many years, they knew where Aaron Rodgers gonna be.
Right.
This cat here, he gonna be all over the place moving them feet.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers was in the pocket a lot.
Yeah.
Jordan Love was, he slides away from the pressure, Gilbert, right? Because he's so young in his feet. But I got to tell you, man, the Packers I get it. First preseason game. Gilbert, their talent level is unbelievable. They've got so much young talent. On offense and defense, running back, wide receiver, defensive backs, linemen, Gilbert, they're loaded with great young talent. I don't know where they're going to put them all.
Yeah, that's a problem that a lot of teams wish they had.
Yep.
Too much talent. You see what I'm saying? When you got too much talent, and you got a problem of who you going to keep and who you going to get rid of and who can you hide and who can you put on the practice squad and develop. Because, you know, even though you're trying to hide them, if you put them on the practice squad, they still can be snatched.
Oh, really?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? I told you that story, but
no,
I told you when Dennis Green and them try to put me on practice squad was going to bring me back after they got their running back back or got another running back. 10 minutes. I was only 10 minutes. And Green Bay Packers picked me up.
Oh, okay.
In 10 minutes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a game where your talent and take you far.
So let me ask you this, Gilbert, because all I could think about was all of these teams have the best scouts, cats who get paid top dollar to evaluate talent.
Yeah.
You know, that's their job, right? I mean, that's all they do is evaluate talent.
They got a whole staff for that.
So the fact that the Packers must have great talent evaluation, because it's not like they're drafting 1 through 5 or 1 through 9. How are they able to accrue all of this great young talent, and then teams that finish lower than the Packers and draft higher? Man, that really is the key to this, isn't it?
Well, that's what they say. The talent it comes assessment. Down. That's where they say where it comes down to the talent dude or the GM.
Yeah, you always say that.
At the end of the day,
you always say
that. At the end of the day, he has to sign off on it. But What they do is with their talent guys is they have a lot of retired football players, old school guys that really know talent. If you got a great group of guys that got that eye for talent under you and can convince you, it's kind of like, you know, you go out and you want to buy your kid a car, but you really want them to have that car because it's the right price for you.
Right.
Now you got to go to your kid and convince him how good this car is for you to buy it. You see what I'm saying? And that's how they do it with talent. You know, they see a guy that they really like and think he could do something, they got to go take it to the GM, the talent dude, and he got to sign off on it.
Gilbert, I got to tell you, the Packers don't have old dudes doing that. They got young people in those positions.
Oh yeah, they got a mixture of people, man.
Right.
But you gotta have that talent and that wisdom from a couple of them old veterans too. You know what I'm saying? Just because that's just the way of life. They know.
So they're not just looking for talent, Gilbert. They're looking for character too, right?
Yeah, because you can have a guy that's awesome, but he's a horrible locker room guy. You know what I mean?
So what's the boy's name that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Brown, the wide receiver?
Antonio Brown,
right? Great talent.
But he
destroyed.
I mean, it's kind of like how they say Terrell Owens was like,
right?
That. You know, when him and Donovan McNabb would go back and forth, they need each other to have a great season. You see what I'm saying?
Did you guys never had players like that in Green Bay, did you?
You know what, man? We were very fortunate to have guys that love guys. No ego
prima
guys.
Right.
Even when we got Andre Rison.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody thought he was just going to be the cancer of the team. And it turned out that if you got a great leaders on that team, it'll never happen.
Yeah, you know, I remember when Andre Rison came in and great talent. There was a lot of questions about it. But the Packers historically haven't went after a guy like that, right?
Right. You're right. Because when you go out and you try to get a guy he got about three or four different nicknames, Bad Moon Rising in Atlanta, yeah. Spider-Man in Kansas City, you know. But I tell you, he lived 10 minutes away from me in Michigan, man. And he's still the salt of the earth, man. He's one hell of a guy. I want to say congratulations to him because he just had a boy a couple weeks ago.
You just had a boy?
Yeah, he old, man. I know. But he got four beautiful daughters at home.
Hey, mama's baby. Just got a boy. Mama's baby, papa's maybe.
Yes.
Well, something like that. Anyway. Listen, we got to go to a break. Gilbert Brown, under the helmet with the Grave Digger. And phone lines are open. David, I see you. 844-967-2789. Hey, man, it's football season. It's here.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 67, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 55, cloudy skies expected. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
To all the people in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard. You never thought the hip-hop would take it this far.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. And yeah, football season is here. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, the preseason game and just the talent that the Packers have amassed. That's, and again, man, I've been around a little while. Just watching all of that talent is amazing to me. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I'll tell you what. What I was impressed with is they just seem a lot faster.
Yeah, man.
They're just flying over the place. You can't teach that, obviously.
No, that's talent. That's what I'm saying. The talent they've amassed.
Yeah. The natural ability is definitely there. And the rookies from last year, you could see the growth. That you know, like Toure, you know, the wide receiver. They seem to be definitely. There's a connection with Tim and Jordan Love. And the only thing, there are a couple things though that do concern me, and I'll bring this up to Gilbert. One, the field goal kicker that we drafted, he scares the living hell out of me. He missed a couple extra points, a field goal. You know, he's not had very good practice. I know he's got big leg, but do you think if he has another bad game or two, do you think they're going to call up Mason Crosby? That's number one. And number two, Josh Meyer, you know, our center, he seems to be really struggling and regressing. I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but I am a little bit worried about that end of things. So before that's the only negative things I could really say.
But before Gilbert answers that question, that rookie quarterback looked like reincarnation of Brett Favre. Gilbert,
you know what?
That quarterback they drafted has a cannon. He reminded me so much of Brett Favre. Gilbert, he throws lasers. Man, he is as talented a guy. Look, if at any minute Love falters, Gilbert, I'm just saying. You know, that boy's got a cannon. Gilbert, you want to respond to anything David said?
Yeah. I mean, good morning, David. I don't think the Green Bay Packers want to go in reverse. They're not going to go in reverse with Mason Crosby. I mean, I'm sure he's in the glass breaking if in an emergency, if nobody picks him up. But they're going to get this guy a chance, you know. And like I said, it's first game jitters, man. You get the first game jitters. I mean, just like you were saying about how fast the guys are looking. The level of the games go faster. If you saw family night to this first preseason game, it's intensely fast, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be on your game now because now they're evaluating you to cut you if you're not doing your job. You know what I'm saying? So when you go to what the center is doing and what the kicker is doing, they got guys in the weights to get those positions. They drafted this kid at quarterback to push Jordan Love.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a method to their madness of what they're doing. But you got to understand something. You can't take it as they don't like me, or they hate me, or they're going to try to take. No, they're taking it to push you to be better than you're supposed to. Because remember what I said, Earl, every Tuesday on your day off, they are bringing in guys to replace you. No matter how much money you make, no matter how good you are, they're always looking for talent to replace you because they know at the end of the day, you're going to get replaced. Everybody gets replaced, period.
You know, Gilbert, he talked about that kicker. And you know, they already said the kid's got a big leg. He can boot it 60, 62, 63-yard field goals. Mason Crosby's leg is dying. You don't keep a leg kicking. I mean, I remember back in the day, man, the kickers kicked into their late 40s and, you know, and all of that. They still got a couple guys around now. But Mason Crosby can't kick consistently 50 yards anymore. And especially in Lambeau Field and in the cold, right? They need cats, man, who can kick off, who can get the ball. Crosby can't do that anymore. That's why they replace, and his cost, and what they pay him.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Earl. You got to remember, you can kick the ball 70 yards. It's the accuracy that you have that's going to keep you on the team. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, Mason Crosby's accuracy was off. And then sometimes it'd be on.
Right.
This new kid right here.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Heavy rain, high winds, and major flooding on tap for the West Coast as Hurricane Hillary hurries toward landfall tomorrow. Robbie Berg at the National Hurricane Center.
It is a unique situation, and because of that, you know, there could be potentially catastrophic impacts. In a desert areas like that, it doesn't take tens of inches of rain like we might see in the southeast United States to cause severe flooding.
The death toll stands at 114 in Maui after those wildfires, but CBS's Danya Backus reports it's expensive. expected to rise.
Nearly 80% of the historic town of Lahaina has been searched. Crews with 40 cadaver dogs will continue to sift through the rubble for remains.
Ukraine President Zelensky threw an interpreter about an attack that killed at least seven.
Among the dead, a six-year-old child whose mother is seriously injured and is in intensive care. My condolences to those who lost their loved ones in this Russian, obviously, terrorist attack.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Come on. Come on, you hear them calling Snoop? You hear them calling Snoop?
Is that what they're saying?
No.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Try to get at you. Park it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot. Get an attitude.
Drop it like it's hot, baby.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm going short down and I'm over best because I got it going on.
You know, man, I'm going to leave that where it is. Drop it like it's hot.
Hey,
welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. What'd you say, Gilbert?
I know you heard that term before. Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, I've heard that term, man. I can't say I know what it means, but...
These cats gonna find out what it means if they don't keep their job.
let me tell you
not
something, man.
For long.
That man, Gilbert, the Packers are at least 6-7 deep in wide receivers. Man, they just kept trotting the cats out, making spectacular catches, great speed, you know.
Guess what that's going to do, Earl? That's going to make Dobbs and Watson work harder to keep their job.
Well, they're all young, man. They can't keep all them cats. How many wide receivers can they keep? Three, maybe four?
Yeah, see, that's the beautiful thing about wide receivers. You can keep a lot of them because a lot of them can play special teams. You see what I'm saying? So you can hide them in their special teams category and still have some dogs. It was like how Desmond Howard was. You know what I'm saying? He was a receiver, but he was a great kick returner.
Kick returner. I'll tell you something, man. Just watching them, and even Cincinnati had to talk about the players, just how good these young guys were. So, you know, I'm not saying, Gilbert, that the Packers are going to the Super Bowl, but what we are saying is they got something to work with, man, you know.
But see, remember we were talking about when other teams come in and you scrimmage against other teams, and they scrimmage against them before they play them, right? You see what I'm saying? So they knew a little bit about our capabilities going out there on the field.
Right.
And they had to talk about it because they saw the talent that we have. You understand what I'm saying? And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have Joe Burrows or anybody like that, but they put it down like that.
You know, so they're getting ready to do the same thing with New England. Mm-hmm. They're going out to New England and practice a couple days with New England and then play them. But, Gilbert, the Packers are just so fast. What you realize more than anything else, Gilbert, is their foot speed on all levels just seem to be superior than Cincinnati, and that matters, right?
Absolutely. If you can outrun them, outjump them, outthink them, and be prepared to play a full game, I mean, come on, man.
So let me ask you, man, because all of the, you know, the people have been playing taps for the Packers after Aaron Rodgers was gone. I know I was one, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, man, come on, man. What they going to do, man? They're going to finish dead last. Mm-hmm. After what I saw, got to give the Packers credit for a couple things. Mm-hmm. When they got rid of Davante Adams, or when he decided to go, and all of us said, oh, man, how could they let that happen? They were able to get some good draft choices for him. Right? They were able to get some really top-notch draft choices for him when they let Aaron Rodgers go. They were able to get some great draft choices. And so they were able to get some great draft choices and bring some great young talent that really, to their credit, they looked at all of that and said, it's time to change everything. Okay, that era for Rodgers is over. We got to move on. It's time to start over. And they knew what they had. We didn't know. Right? Because they know what they got from all that practice and the cast they drafted.
Mm-hmm. But, Earl, you got to remember what I've been saying for the longest. I've been telling you, we got a team that's going to be unleashed. I don't know if it's going to be in week 8. I don't know if it's going to be in week 12. But we got a team that's going to be pretty damn good. So stop reading all them clippings and stop listening to all these guys that ain't never put their hands in the dirt.
Yeah.
And get ready, because we got the talent and we got the firepower to compete with any other team in this league.
Well, and hey, Gilbert. It all starts with LaFleur.
Hey, Gilbert, let's not.
LaFleur.
Hey, Gilbert, let's not be delusional. Okay. They don't have the talent to compete
with Kansas City.
I want everybody
that's listening to this, listen to what Earl's saying and listen to what I'm saying.
Come back in week eight.
And talk this.
Are you one? Am I one of those guys who never had my hand in the dirt that you're talking about?
No. Okay. I'm just saying you got too much gray hair to understand what you're talking about.
Hey, listen, man. Kansas City, the Bills, San Francisco, you can't say these are favored teams because they have they're ready. Okay. They've had
Don't forget Philly.
Those teams, Gilbert, Packers aren't gonna be able to compete with those teams because clearly they don't Jordan Love is not equivalent to the quarterbacks I just mentioned. Okay, he may be down the road, but no way starting off he's going to be. So the Packers aren't going to compete with them. Whether or not the Packers can compete in the NFL Central is another thing altogether. I'm saying to you that they will be they will be interesting. I still don't think they'll do any more than, what, they're playing 17 games? 9-8. If they do that, that's pretty good. But, man, they're not going any better than that. And I told you how great their talent is. They've got to learn. Gilbert, they got to learn. They got to learn the game, right? They got to learn to play together. You know, that doesn't come in a couple preseason games.
No, it takes a while, man, just because preseason is preseason. You know, don't get hung up on preseason. Let's look back. Kansas City lost all their preseason games and they Super Bowl champions.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't go off, you can't do nothing off of preseason but evaluate talent and get your team put together.
Let me ask you, can LaFleur coach?
He pretty, and yes, he can coach.
I didn't say he wasn't pretty now. You know, having once been a pretty boy myself.
Oh, my God.
Man, you know, he can coach.
Yes.
He, as a young man, he came up in that, what's the guys for the Rams, McVay.
Yeah. They got all them cats.
And young, and they can coach. And you got to give him credit. The players respect him, and they play for him, right?
Yeah. It's like this. And he said it himself, I finally get to coach now. Meaning, I ain't got this dude that's a three-time MVP, and it's his way, and I got to fight through that. Now I got a diamond in the rough that I can mold to be the guy I need him to be to win games. Period.
You know,
that's
man,
how it is.
You know, man, you all of those things with the greatness that Aaron Rodgers brought, he also brought a lot of baggage. He didn't show up to the spring practices. He didn't show up. He wasn't a team guy, right, Gilbert? In the end, he wasn't a team guy. I want my guys. They wanted younger players. He told them, no, I want my guys.
Yep.
And he kind of set them back some. And really, they're kind of glad to see him go in the end.
In certain ways, you know, Earl, yeah, because like I said before, you know, it's hard to change something when you already think you the main.
Right.
You're there. I demand this. I demand that because I did this, that, that. And that's understandable with quarterbacks. I mean, I'm sure Brett Favre did it in his day. I'm sure.
It'll come with love, right?
Joe Montana did it in his day. And Jordan Love gonna do it in his day.
But he got the opportunity now to take this diamond in the rough and mold him into what he need him to be. Period.
Let me ask you, Gilbert, how much does the coach motivate, you know, your play, right? I mean, when you were there, certainly Mike Holmgren as the coach, how much was it that Mike Holmgren, who he was, because he was a no-nonsense dude, that he influenced what you did? Did he motivate you even more? And what role does that coach really play in it?
Absolutely, man. But you got to look at it like this, too. And like for the Buddy Ryans of the world.
Right, and
the different things like that.
He Mike don't have Dicker.
To, I mean, the
Mike
head Dicker. Coach, the head coaches for offense is like a dad. The defensive coordinator for the defense is like a stepdad. The offense, if he's an offensive coordinator, he's an offensive guy, then that's dad.
You mean the head coach. You mean the head coach.
The head coach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if he's an offensive guy, that's their dad over there. We got to have our dad step up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And if it's a defensive-minded head coach, then, you know, the defense is going to be looking towards him. So we had our coach was Fritz Sherman.
Oh, yeah, Fritz Sherman.
And every day, I don't care if it's a Monday, a Tuesday, a no-hitting day or whatever, he came down and started off with the defensive line first because he knew it starts up front. And if my horses ain't doing their job, we're done. He came down every day and started with us, even if he come down to just laugh at us. And here's the thing. You know, when you're out there practicing and Mike Holmgren will come over and you can kind of hear what they're saying in the back, and you hear them say, "My God, look at him. Oh, my God, he's a baller." Man, that just increased your play 10 times fold because you know they're talking about you.
You know, Gilbert, all of those things that we don't see as fans, and that's really what Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger is really about, man. These stories about what happens behind the scenes is what really kind of makes this as interesting as it's going to be. Because it's one thing to see you cats out there on the field. It's another thing altogether to hear the stories about Fritz Sherman, man. And, you know, a cat that, you know, some of us have heard about but really didn't get to know. You did.
And
got to go to a break. Hold the thought.
Innovative.
Got to go to a break. Okay. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the Gravedigger. And you know, Gilbert, I got to give you credit, man. That was a really creative thing, the OJs and the Love Train. And they really, and you know what? And really, if the Packers were smart, they would take that on, man.
They need to take that.
Yeah,
on.
You maybe need maybe you got
a teacher.
Yeah, you know, man, you really need to let them, you know, reach out to them, man. Cause man, that's catchy, right?
It is, man.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
t-shirts. That'll give him confidence. Can you imagine 70,000 people in the stadium?
Yeah, man. The Love Train.
And they go, all the
ball. Yeah. Hey, man, I just hate I didn't come up with the idea.
Hey, man, you may have wisdom, but you ain't got smarts like me, man.
Hey, Gilbert, really, you need to let them. I mean, that's perfect, man.
It is, man, but they ain't going to listen.
Are you kidding me? Why would they not listen to that? That only makes sense.
Because they mad because they ain't come up with
Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man? You say what?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, football, man. Yeah, football.
Oh, man, it's my favorite time of year, guys. Hey, looking forward. But I'll tell you what I'm really looking forward to this year. And I know all the talks on the offense and Jordan Love and all that, but I'll tell you what, I look at the last 8 games, Gilbert, of last season, and I'm looking forward to that defense. I'll tell you what, they were the ones I thought last year kept us competitive. Now, if they show up this season, you take all that pressure off of Jordan Love. I mean, he's got Jones and Dillon back there anyway. And that's kind of the way I'm looking at this season. Looking forward to the defense, man.
Hey,
really
Rico.
Am. So Rico. Thanks for letting me talk.
Now, hang on, Rico.
What?
They're better.
I'll say.
They're better now. And don't forget, Gilbert, the Packers defense, they've invested a lot in that defense over the last 3 drafts.
Because of what? Defense win championships, sir. Defense win championships. And I like where Rico going with this because he knows defense win championships.
Yeah.
Sorry to bust your bubble, Earl, but
no,
defense is where it's at.
No, man. I mean, there's no question that Rico's talking about their defense. Last year, they invested 2 first-round draft choices on defensive guys. Gary was this his second or third year? It was 2 cats from Alabama. Two cats from Alabama, right?
Yeah.
That they brought in.
The D lineman and the linebacker.
Yeah. They've 2 first round draft choices on those guys. The year before, Gary.
Yep.
And so, I mean, come on, man. Is that kind of unusual, Gilbert? I mean, I know, you know, on the line guys, offensive linemen, they do that on the first rounds, but to invest 3 first round draft choices and they just invested this year's draft choice on a defensive lineman. First round draft choice.
You got to remember, the year I first got there, they had two first rounders, George Teague and Wayne Simmons.
Yeah.
Two first rounders that turned out to be hell of a NFL football players. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you got a combo like that that's going to work out for a tandem for years to come, then that's going to be great for you. You know, but they gotta pan out before you look like you can pat yourself on the back as a GM. You know what I mean?
Well, it's something about the line position, Gilbert, defensive line position. They don't dominate right off. I mean, I don't see many defensive linemen who come in, Gilbert, no matter how high they're ranked, that dominate the first year. Is that why? Because that position is so difficult to play?
It's a difficult position to play. And like me, you were talking off the air about Van Ness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, is he an every down player? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be a great pass rusher. Let's get that out the way now. But can he play against the run? That's what we need to find out. Is he going to be on the field when it's running time or just in passing situations?
Well, but again, Gilbert, you look the last 3 years, they've invested first-round draft choices on the defensive line or linebacker. Yep. Come on, man.
Yep.
I mean, and then the years before that, defensive backs and safeties, they've been drafting, right? They've been using their high draft choices clearly on defense.
Because they remember in our glory days, Earl, defense got us to the Super Bowl. Even though the offense got all the fluff and all the everything behind the scenes, if you got a great defense that can stop the run and go against the pass, you're going to win some games.
So it's no question where LaFleur and them are going.
Yes.
You know, a blind man could see with all those draft choices that they've drafted. And I do know several years back, it was all defensive backs and safeties, top draft picks. And I guess they knew you can find wide receivers everywhere.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot of talented cats, man.
But you got to listen to this, though, Earl, why they was doing all that for those DBs and stuff. They call that the Randy Moss factor. We got to get us some DBs in here.
Randy Moss used to clean their clocks.
Yeah. So, for years, we trying to find the best one, and then it just sticks with the team. You know what I'm saying?
So, and because we're running out of time, Gilbert, that line and coverage, they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand.
I don't care how great your defensive line is. If you don't have no coverage, guys, you're going to get killed, right?
Yes, but in vice versa to that, we got to get pressure on that quarterback so he can't sit back there and pick you apart, too.
It don't matter how good the coverage is if you don't put no pressure on.
You ain't lying. Mickey Mouse can throw a dig out on you quickly if he got time.
Hey, man, I don't know what happened to the time, but as always, man, always great to have you on, man.
Thank you, Earl.
Hey, amen.
Always good to see you.
Let's get ready to rumble! Under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show, man. It's time.
It's time.
All right. We'll see you next Monday.
See you, brother. See you, Calvin.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Up next, Sandy Williams. See you later.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.